welcome back to the Dale Show, the only show for the average Joe or Jill. As you can see, or I guess as you've just heard, the intro has not improved. I haven't come up with anything much better, so if you have any suggestions, feel free to let me know. In today's episode, this is episode 3, I'm going to cover goal setting and just kind of my methodology that I use. And it's maybe a little different than a normal way of going about goals. I thought this was applicable because it's now June 3rd. Most people are just getting into their New Year's resolutions. I'm sure the local gyms are packed. Everybody's into a new year and trying to improve their lives. And the issue is that most New Year's resolutions probably don't last longer than a week. I forget the actual statistic on it, but it's not very long. By the end of January, gyms are back to normal. Almost everything within the world is back to normal. And all of the initial motivation is kind of gone. So my goal setting methodology is a compilation of the books Atomic Habits, The One Thing, Essentialism, and a little bit of The Power of Habit. So essentially, in the Atomic Habits book, he says that winners and losers both set goals. And so if they both set goals, then you would assume that they would all be winners. But that's not the case, obviously. So what's the difference? The difference is essentially that one is having gradual improvements each day and the other one is not. They go through spurts. Maybe they go to the gym 5 days this week and then they miss all of next week. Maybe they read all this week and then they don't read for another month. They essentially only do what's going to progress them towards their goal whenever they're motivated or whenever they feel like doing it. That's a huge part of why people don't accomplish their goals, is because everybody can set goals and everybody can set ambitious goals. You can set out for, I want to make $1 million this year. You can set out for, I want to lose 100 pounds this year, whatever it is, but that's the easy part. The hard part is actually implementing it. And so that's the difference in my goal setting methodology. I don't like to set goals. I like to set very general directions, which would kind of be the goal. And then I formulate a system or a process that would inevitably lead to achieving that goal. An example would be, the goal might be, I want to get healthier or I want to get in shape. The system would be, I go and walk for 10 minutes every day, or I go to the gym every day. So the system can be extremely simple. The idea, which just kind of comes from the one thing, is making baby steps. You want a 1% increase every day. So you want something small. What you'll find out is even if you go walk for 5 minutes, that walk turning into 30 minutes is probably very likely. It's the same for most other activities. So what you want is a system that's insanely easy to achieve. So in this case, I want to get in shape. My system is to go to the gym every day. Just go there. Doesn't matter what I do. Doesn't matter. Just go there. If I go there to the gym every single day and I work out every day, no matter if it's 5 minutes or 2 hours, the odds of me getting in shape over the long haul, so say even over the next year, are extremely high. So that's the key, is you want a system that is insanely simple to achieve, that you do preferably every day, but maybe it's only 5 days a week or something, depending on what the goal is, the overall goal or the end result that you want, depending on what that is. Some things aren't practical to do every day or not necessary to do every day. So a couple examples that I have, like a goal of mine is to create more content than I consume this year. And so obviously that's almost an impossible goal because of the fact, I mean, I've read 52 or more books over the past 6 years. And so that's a lot of content. Obviously, I'm not going to write 52 books. But to me, it's an insanely almost impossible goal to achieve. But if I were to achieve it, how would I go about it? The easiest way is to either write or record every day. So I either write an article, write part of an article, whatever, or I record a podcast, video, whatever I'm doing, but I'm recording content every single day in some form of media. And by doing that, I'm essentially setting myself up to guarantee hit my goals of what I want to do. I want to create more content. That's the whole general, the general concept of this, is to create more content that's going out into the universe that people can consume, that's helpful to them. And this can go across a wide spectrum of things. So in my case, creating content is very important because one of my side hustles that I have is very predicated on creating content. And this is mainly written content. And so the way for me to grow that side hustle is essentially for me to write every single day, because the more content I produce, the more money I make in general. So that's one of my goals and something that is very achievable. It's very practical and can easily be achieved, really. I mean, it's very simple, which is how most goals are. Like my second goal is to get a girlfriend. Now, this one obviously can be more difficult because it's not only something that involves myself. There's obviously a second piece to this. Getting a girlfriend obviously takes another person, so that makes this a little more difficult. But the system can be putting myself in places to meet girls, being open to actually having a relationship, not closing myself off. These are a couple things that I can really focus on, and like putting myself in places to meet girls, for example. Maybe that's going to the gym still, or maybe that's going to church, or that's going to one or two social events, hangouts or whatever each week. There's specific systems that you can put in place in order to, at a very minimum, give you the best odds of achieving that goal that you have. And then a couple other ones that I have is like, I have a monetary one of how much money I want to make, and then improve fitness. And so there's several other goals that I have, and it's all kind of the same concept. If you want an in-depth, an in-depth book on this, I would highly recommend The Power of Habit. Outside of that, I would also read The One Thing. Those two books go very well together because they kind of piggyback off each other. Finally, if you want the kind of scientific version, I would say, of habits, goals, things like that, I would check out The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. That one's a little more, it's not a very dense book, like it's not long to read, but it's dense in the sense of it's more difficult to, I would say, understand, because it's a bit more scientific. I think he has a bit more research, examples, things like that, where Atomic Habits is a bit more along the lines of just being practical and saying, hey, this is like what I do and this is what you should do. This is what the research says. Like, here you go. This is what you should do. And so it's a very easy read. It's very easy to understand. You don't really have to think it through in order to understand it. It's just kind of black and white. So yeah, that's just a quick little podcast. I thought it was worth recording, honestly. Part of me achieving my create more content than I consume. I've consumed a lot of content the last 3 or 4 days. So I thought, why not record a little article, or an article. I was writing an article earlier today, but actually, why not record a podcast? I'm really struggling with podcasts. I'm so tempted to say video or article. I'm so used to writing instead of actually talking. So it's kind of weird. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this. Hope you got something from it. If you did, share it with a friend, share it on social media, whatever you got to do. And I will see you in the next episode. I look forward to seeing you.